Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
It's an emergency pod, Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 219. The Nationals are finalizing a deal with a new manager. We've got the details and some thoughts right now.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Bustin' Loose Baseball. You know we'll be here to react whenever news breaks this offseason. With Toby Altizer, I'm Grant Paulson, and the Nationals are finalizing a deal to hire Blake Butera as their manager. He will be the youngest manager hired in Major League Baseball in over 50 years. He is just 33 years old. Butera comes from the Rays organization, where he has previously served now as the director of their player development. That's an elite player development organization. He actually managed at single A there for 4 years, starting at 25 years old before he got this player dev role. And while managing for 4 years, he won first place titles for four times as a skipper and two championships. He then went into the player development role. Now Toby, at 33 years old, Paul Toboni is tabbing him to be the next manager of the Washington Nationals.
I love this. I really do. Because to me, going into this process, the number one trait that I wanted in a new manager for this ball club was teaching. Because I felt like there were so many fundamental errors with this team on the base paths, defensively, at the plate, all the sorts of things that you need to see these guys take steps. And at times we'd see growth and then you'd see regression and you'd see year over year there's no consistency from guys. They're not always, I know that progression and getting better isn't always linear, but at the same point, it was disappointing seeing the peaks and valleys for so many of these guys. And so bringing in a dude that understands how to teach, and like you laid out, this dude was 25 when he started managing in the minor leagues. And it was something that I was reading a story before we hopped on here about how that came to be. And he realized that his playing career wasn't going to go to the point that he would love and be able to make his debut as a major leaguer someday. And he was approached by a Rays staffer and basically said, hey, if you'd love to get into coaching, we've been watching you and we think you've got the chops. At 25, Grant, that shows you an impressive amount of ability to understand the game, to be able to teach it, to be able to work with teammates at 25 years old and younger, to be able to help the guys around him to get better. And so for that to be the case, and then to see his growth and to come from a Rays organization that is so good at developing their players, that's something that so many teams around the league covet. And so to get someone from that to now work directly with your players on a day-in, day-out basis at the major league level, especially a lot of young guys. I mean, the reality is when you're looking around the diamond thinking about what this team is going to be on opening day, they're going to make some moves to improve some things. But the reality is Brady House is your starting third baseman on opening day. James Wood is in left field. Dylan Cruz is out there. Likely C.J. Abrams. A bunch of young guys are still a part of this ball club that still need some seasoning, still need to improve. You're going to mix in some vets, but to have this kind of guy around, it's impressive, and I don't think it's shocking when you go out and sign a young guy like Toboni, and he goes out and looks around, and people viewed this guy as a future manager. People viewed Toboni as a future general manager or president of baseball operations. The only thing that would be the hesitation for so many people around the league would be, well, but they're so young. When you hire a young Pobo, and then he has the opportunity to go hire a future manager, and that guy's viewed as someone that could be a rising star, he's not going to be afraid to go young either. So I think having those two together now, and someone that's come from the Red Sox organization and Toboni, someone that's come from the Rays organization now to help lead the major league roster, I'm really, really impressed by this, and I like this sort of move because I don't know exactly what the spending budget and all those sorts of things are going to be, but these sorts of things show that Toboni's not afraid to go outside the box a little bit and say, this is what I think is best, even though it might not be someone that was on anyone's really radar.
Yeah, it shows stones for sure, because it would have been really easy to just go with a retread or one of the household names that's bouncing around. This is a very courageous, bold hiring. I mean, you're going to take heat when you hire the youngest guy in decades as the youngest president of baseball operations in some time, and certainly in this organization's history. But, you know, Sean McVay was hired by the Rams at 32. I knew him really well at the time, having covered him with Washington and had a great relationship with him. And, you know, I remember the blowback and the amount of people that said, you got to be kidding me. This guy can't be a head coach at this age. But anybody who knew him knew this was going to work. And I don't happen to know Butera, but I'd imagine the people in his inner circle have some type of similar understanding of this guy's acumen and excellence in EQ as a human being with people, right? And just the ability to manage. I mean, I don't mean manage baseball, but manage human beings, which is what being a manager is all about. I think sometimes we overcomplicate these things in terms of the experience necessary. Can it be a benefit? Absolutely. But I thought it was really important that they did a couple of things with this hire. You mentioned the first thing. They needed a teacher. They needed an actual coach. They needed an instructor. You know, they needed someone because they're going to be developing at the big league level when they get guys there. If you're a smaller market team, who can do that? You see a team like the Brewers that has Pat Murphy, who's a former college coach for a long, long time as their manager. Someone who can really harp on fundamentals. He's not afraid to bench guys like Sal Frelick when they don't do things the right way. You saw that this year. My hope is that Butera brings that player development mind with him to the managerial role. I would imagine that's the case. I love the idea that they went young. 33 is pretty stunning, if I'm being honest. But what I mean is, you know, energetic, high energy, youthful, exuberant, relatable to a very young clubhouse. I think that is significant. I like the idea that they went young from an experience standpoint, where you've worked at the minor league level, where there's more coaching and more developing and more getting on guys about not doing things the right way, like they would have generally be doing in the big league level. I like that as well. And the last thing, Toby, I really like about this hire, not knowing a ton about the individual, but just looking at the resume, is I thought it was really important that Toboni was going to be looking for someone who is both a player's background and analytical, one of these conduit types. I referenced Sean Doolittle for Nats fans, who was a player, but is super into the numbers and used to live on Brooks Baseball and Baseball Savant as a player and diving deep into all of his numbers. I remember talking to him one time about, you know, how he would spend hours looking at all of the detailed stuff on some of these analytics sites, and he would be blaring metal while he was doing it and getting pumped up. Like, that was like his routine once or twice a week or whatever. Well, this is a guy that played baseball at Boston College for 4 years, probably played with Frelick, actually, if I had to get he would have been – he's too old, I guess. But before Frelick, went to Boston College for 4 years, then got drafted, as you said, fizzled out. But because he has that player background, like Toboni, who played at Cal and for a short time was a pro, you've got that acumen to go along with a super analytical guy who was in that organization learning the fluidity of that language, of the data and the numbers. So it's the conduit of the two that Toboni's looking for.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that Toboni talked about in his introductory presser was building a scouting and development monster. And I love the idea that that development isn't going to stop when you get to the major league level, Grant. Like, this is something where, you know, if you wanted a traditional X's and O's strategy type manager, this isn't the kind of hire that you make. Not to say that he can't do that. But there are guys that have managed at the major league level that you could go after that have the acumen of understanding how to manage bullpens and all that stuff, and I think he's going to be just fine at that. But I love the idea that with where this team is at right now and looking forward to what this team can be in the future, you realize that a lot of your young talent is at the major league level and is still learning. Bring in someone that can help lead them to a point where they fully understand how to win at the major league level. He's won at the minor league level, and, you know, take that for what it's worth. But he's found ways to develop these guys and be a part of an organization that has developed so many good players. And now he's going to continue developing guys at the major league level that need it. And two, I think he's going to grow on the job as well. I'm sure there's going to be some growing pains with some decisions or things that are made. I'm sure that'll happen. But that's something that you can grow together, and someone that, you know, you look at this, this is a guy that could be a manager of this team for a long, long time if things go according to plan and they're winning ball games and they're developing guys. But I just love the idea that you got somebody that is modern with baseball but has a baseball background. In a lot of ways, if you read the resumes of these guys, they're slightly different, but it feels a lot like Toboni hired himself to be the manager, right? Like, it feels similar in a playing background, very smart, got into a front office or managing at a young age, and all of a sudden, you're one of the youngest or the youngest guy to get hired at your position. Like, it sounds like those two are going to be able to work in lockstep, and from the bits that I've heard of Toboni and talking with him, it seems like he's willing to invite some collaboration while still understanding he's got to put his stamp on things. And I think being able to work with someone like Butera now, where those two can work together on how they think they can build this major league roster and develop the guys that are there, I just think this makes so much sense. And sometimes it feels like in the past for the Nationals that they'd be getting developed through their minor league careers. They'd get to the major league level, and not to say that you didn't see some development, because we saw some good strides from some guys, like a Mitchell Parker, like a Jake Irvin, but then you've also seen them take a step backward, like you saw from those same guys this season. To say that you're going to still develop these guys through the minor leagues and then get them to the major league level, and they're still getting coached and taught to improve versus, hey, you've made it to the majors, kid, go out there and play. I love that. Because there's so much that this team needs to improve on, and it starts at the major league level, honestly.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Great podcast pick, friend. No surprises there. After all, you're all about finding the tastiest flavors out there, just like White Claw Surge. And with big, bold flavors to enjoy, like blood orange, blackberry, cranberry, and more, it's time to go all in on taste. Unleash the flavor. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration. And use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
Yeah, there's going to be, I think, a fascinating, a different scale of reactions here from Nats fans, because this is a complete unknown, right? I'm in the baseball industry and follow the minor leagues pretty closely. I've heard the name, but I don't know the person at all. And frankly, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, wait, who, what? And that's going to be the reaction for a lot of people, I think, is who is this? You know, there are so many names floating around that have been managers in the big leagues, that have been managers collegiately or whatever. Even if you're going to dip into the pool of like a player development type guy, we've seen this with other organizations over the years at times. You know, AJ Hinch is an example of a guy who had managerial experience at the minor leagues, but also player development experience as well. There are other more experienced people that you would have thought are further in the line, closer to being a manager. But I have no issue with Toboney going out on a limb here. Again, I'm reacting more to the resume and kind of the idea of the hiring than the person, because I just don't have the information, the intel personally on Butera himself. But I do think that in the sense of like the Gabe Kapler hiring at one point in time, the Hinch hiring, the idea with a young team of going with a young player development type makes some sense to me. The fact that he's managed for 4 years in the minors is also significantly helpful. If he hadn't managed at all, then this would be at 33 years old as a recent former player from the player dev side, a little bit more curious. But I think managing at the single A level, where there's actually a lot more managing sometimes going on, frankly, than even at the big league level where you're setting it, forgetting it. So many things are done before the game from the front office anyway. I don't think that part of it should be too big of a deal, but it's certainly a risk. I think as many people like you and I are going to be excited because it's young, it's an up and comer. There's going to be people going, are you kidding me? A 35-year-old just hired a 33-year-old. The children are running the organization. most of them will be older and more cynical. And to that, I would say, I have no time for that right now. I'm trying to, you know, win baseball games, and you've tried another thing for a long time, and let's see how this goes. But I love, with each of these hires, we're going to find a lot out about Toboney. And I love knowing this guy is going to, you know, you said out of the box, that's one way to put it. I think he's going to operate with some stones here. He's going to do what he thinks is right for sure. Two questions I have then about this, or I guess three. The first is you always have to wonder with this ownership about money, right? And if, let's say, Toboney wanted to go higher, I'm just going to say, you know, one of the best, Jay Johnson from LSU. We just saw Tennessee lose their skipper to the big leagues. Like, is this higher in some way? A guy with no experience, a guy who's 33 years old. You always have to wonder about the money element of this with this ownership group. I bet you it has nothing to do with it. If I had to bet, I believe that Toboney wanted a guy with a playing background who's analytical. I think it's brilliant to dive into the Rays organization. I think it's brilliant to dive into the player development side of a team that does that at a very, very high level. So I'm all in. But that is always something that in the back of my mind I do have to wonder about, because in the same way with each hiring, Toby, I'm going to be learning about Paul Toboney. With each big decision they make, I'm also trying to figure out, is ownership spending again, or they're re-engaged? And so that's something that comes up.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be a factor, and I don't know that we'll know the answer to that, but I think we'll kind of figure that out by how they approach this offseason or what Toboney's able to do. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to think that they're going cheap, you can think that. I think that this is something that Toboney was on board with. You know, I don't think if they're going cheap, I think there are other options that are maybe a little bit, like you said, less stones, showing a little less stones. But I think that this makes sense, Grant. And, you know, one thing that stood out to me, and now I kind of understand, because when you see guys that are fast risers, that are young, it really doesn't matter what kind of business you're talking about. But if you see someone that's there and you go, wow, that's how young they are, there's something impressive about them. Because you don't just get to a point where you're becoming a major league manager or president of baseball operations at young 30s right. without having something impressive about you. And
well, let me say this real quick, too. With Toboney, everybody kind of knew this guy was going to be a GM. It just happened 3 or 4 years before people may have predicted.
Yeah.
With this guy, Butera, supposedly, everyone thinks he's a future manager in the making. It just happened 5 or 6 years too early. And if a guy's going to be a stud with Sean McVay, the Rams could have done the common thing and said, oh, he's 32. He's not ready yet. Let's wait till he's 37, 39. Why? Someone else is going to do it. You know, you lose out on the guy that you think is really good.
Yeah, and to your point, like with McVay, you know, when you hire someone who's 32 to be an NFL head coach, it is important to be able to manage players and those sorts of things, but part of the allure for McVay is his play design and all those sorts of things. When it comes to baseball, there's not really play design, stuff like that in terms of I'm going to be able to draw up a scheme and all these sorts of things. It's not really like that for baseball. It's more so how you can manage people and how you can develop their talents. And so when we had conversations with Toboney, he's so impressive. And you understand after having a conversation with him, whether you agree with the hire, whether you think he's going to be good or not, you realize, okay, that's how someone his age gets that job. I imagine it's going to be the same way when you have one conversation with Blake Butera about, okay, that's how someone that age got to be able to do that. And so his last couple of teams that he managed in A-ball, Charleston River Dogs in 2021 and 2022, they won 82-38 and 88-44 and won back-to-back league championships. He understands what he's doing. Like, I think in terms of developing the guys, and I think one thing that they needed to go along with the teaching is accountability. And I would bet you that the rapport that he's going to be able to build with a young clubhouse, and hopefully he can be the one, because I had a conversation with someone in the organization at the end of last year about this. There needed to be accountability in the clubhouse, and when you're not able to sign guys that are veterans that have been in the league for a while, when you're only signing guys year to year, there can be some of that accountability missing. When your manager is going to be barely older than some of the players, but he's going to be there day to day, and he's going to be there year to year, regardless of what the roster looks like, he can be the one to hold some of these young guys accountable, and I think that'll be big to go along with the teaching as well.
All right, so two other things we've got to hit on here. It's a breaking news emergency pod, if you will, Bustin' Loose Baseball, the Nationals finalizing a deal with their new manager. It's going to be Blake Butera from the minor league ranks, where he's been a director of player development with the Rays organization, was a four-year manager. But the headline here is that he's 33 years old. This is the youngest hiring of a big league skipper since 1972, which is pretty staggering. In the modern era of baseball, we've never seen anything quite like this. And he does not have any managerial experience at the big league level, and frankly, above even the low minor leagues. So with that said, I wanted to get to the staff. I think this becomes really critical. I almost think it's pertinent that you find a really experienced bench coach. We've used this Sean McVay analogy a few times. I remember, not to, you know, name drop or anything, but I remember talking to McVay on the phone right after, you know, he had done a few of these interviews. San Francisco wanted him. The Rams wanted him. He was kind of picking and choosing. And he had already linked up with Wade Phillips, and he was a package deal with Wade Phillips as his defensive coordinator, who at the time, I don't know if he was 70 or what, but was like this really long tenured, historically significant, awesome DC that everyone knew. Sean McVay's coming, and he's going to be in his young 30s, but his defensive coordinator is a former head coach who's a longtime coordinator, and it kind of cushioned the blow. And it was also impressive to people that as he was interviewing and going city to city to do these interviews, he was able to tell them, here's my defensive staff. It's already filled out, led by defensive coordinator you know, Wade Phillips, who's coming wherever I'm going, doesn't matter what city. And so along those lines, I think you really should have a bench coach with some big league chops, whether that's a former big league manager who, you know, wants to be in that role, which is hard to find, or whether that's just somebody who's been on big league staffs for a long time. This is where Toboni's really got to tap into his connections, maybe Butera as well, people that he's worked with in Tampa. But I think it's going to be very important that you have an experienced bench coach. And then also, I'm curious about the rest of the staff. Like, do they go very young? Do they go with minor league instructor types? I actually would have no problem with that if at first base and third base, the guys working with your infield, your outfield are PD type guys. Because again, this team fundamentally was a disaster. And the coaching, the instruction wasn't good enough, you know, whether that's hitting or otherwise. So I'll be curious to see. I think the pitching coach hire is massive. I would love to see Doolittle hang in the organization with that person. But to me now, I'm really, really interested to see specifically bench coach. I don't know that there's any way you could go with like a bench coach from the minor leagues who's 36, 37 or something. I think you probably need to go a little more experienced somewhere on this staff.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that comes with it as well. Like you said, when you go young, guys that are inexperienced at that sort of level, you do need to have some sort of adult in the room, so to speak. Not to say that he's not going to understand what he's doing. But yeah, I think that would make some sense. I think, too, when you look at this, I think it gives us a little insight into what Toboni's looking at. Because another thing that he preached in his introductory press conference with you and Grant and Danny as well was they want to have alignment in the way that everything is taught from the major league level all the way down. And I think in order to do that, you've got to get guys with the same sort of mindset. You've got to make sure that you have guys that understand the techniques and different things that they want done in developing these guys. And so I think getting a guy like this kind of gives us an insight into how the rest of the organization is going to look. And in turn, I think, you know, getting guys that can work alongside him so that, you know, you can have a really good staff to continue developing these guys, I think it's going to be really, really important. But yeah, I agree. They do need to have some experience somewhere on that staff as well.
And here's my final curiosity about this hiring. Does this tell you in any way what they're thinking? Does this tip their hand a little bit about the next few years? I think it does. I don't think you hire Butera with his resume if they are planning on spending a little bit of money and trying to be a wild card team this year, as an example. That doesn't make sense to me. This screams it's going to be a few years. They're going to absolutely prioritize going young and developing. And I would actually go as far as to say this gives me more confidence now that they could be selling some pieces off potentially this offseason to start a build in their image. I know it's been a while already with whatever build was happening, and fans have been very patient and they'll be asked for more patience. But this hiring to me suggests, maybe I'm, you know, thinking too much about what they've done and too deep into it, but I think this speaks to this is going to be a very young rebuilding ball club.
So this reminds me a lot of how the Wizards have been run recently, Grant, where the Wizards have been bad for a long time now, but they just put in the new front office a couple of seasons ago, and now you ask Wizards fans about where they're going. The record's the same, if not worse, than it was before, but you at least see the direction. And I could see this being a similar sort of thing, where the losing has continued since the World Series, but now is kind of when you can refresh that and restart on terms of that rebuild or retool or whatever you want to call it and building up. And so while the losing started in 2020, essentially, it feels like now's a little bit of a refresher in terms of, okay, now's when you can start that timeline again, even though the losing's continued. And I think it does tip the hand a little bit, because if you're a team that looked at this roster and said, okay, we can probably get close to 500. And then with the way that the playoffs are now, maybe we can squeak in. Do you go out and hire somebody that's managed the ball club to 80 plus wins before? Do you go out and get somebody that's won 90 games before? Probably. Like, if that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to go out and win this season and it be about the wins and losses on the field immediately, then you probably don't go this direction. But I think it makes sense for where this ball club is at to continue to try to develop these guys, and he'll grow as a manager. And it's not to say that they can't still go out and win games, but like I've said before, I think Toboni's pitch to the Lerner family when he was hired, was simply this. I'm going to be able to create a winner without you having to spend like the Los Angeles Dodgers. And so don't be surprised if this offseason they don't spend like the LA Dodgers, because they're not going to, one. But two, I don't think that they have to in order to get to where they want to be, at least not yet. I think in the future they're going to have to spend more resources on the roster, there's no question. But I think the disappointing part about what this season meant, and now maybe a wake-up call to all of us Nationals fans about this, was watching last season showed so many holes in this roster where we thought it was going to take a step forward. It took such a significant step back that it made us reevaluate everything, Grant. And I think when you reevaluate everything, if the ultimate goal is winning a World Series, adding a piece or two to what this roster is to win a couple extra games, yeah, maybe you could go on a magical ride and sneak into the postseason if everything went your way. And I mean everything went your way. But they're so far away that I think the right approach probably is what Toboni's going to do here, and it's probably going to take a couple of years, and it's going to take some patience, and unfortunately it's been frustrating for Nationals fans for a long time, and to preach more patience is probably going to fall on a lot of deaf ears, and I get that, because at some point there needs to be winning baseball back in D.C. after what we experienced for the 2010s. But I do think that they're going in the right direction here, and it's not to say that they can't still win some ball games along the way.
Sean Bean and Connie Nielsen star in Robin Hood, a timeless legend reimagined, where allegiances are tested and kingdoms hang in the balance. The saga begins with a double episode premiere November 2nd, only on MGM+.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
35-year-old Paul Toboni hires new manager, at least finalizing a deal right now, with 33-year-old Blake Butera, your breaking Nats news on Bustin' Loose Baseball. Thanks for joining us. For Toby Altizer, producer Darris Dameron, I'm Grant Paulson. Saying so long. We'll be back anytime news breaks throughout the offseason to discuss the Nats. Make sure you've got us in your feed and you spread the word that BLB is not going anywhere this offseason. We'll catch up with you soon.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.